This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood voters rejected four upzoning ordinances by margins averaging 62% to 38% across all four ballot questions in the city's April 7 special election, dealing a decisive blow to a densification campaign that outspent the grassroots opposition more than 6-1. The result was not close. Across all four ballot questions, between 22,085 and 22,196 voters chose repeal, while between 13,285 and 13,414 voted to keep the ordinances, according to the city's official results. The pro-density campaign conceded around 8,003 p.m. on election night, according to the Colorado Sun. The outcome is the latest chapter in a story. The Kim Monson Show and the Kim Monson Newsroom have followed since the City Council first approved the sweeping zoning rewrite last fall. Karen Gorday, the entrepreneur and owner of Radiant Painting and Lighting, who led the repeal effort through the Lakewood Citizens Alliance, framed the victory in stark terms on the Kim Monson Show. They raised almost $300,000. "We raised just over $42,000," Gorday said on the Kim Monson Show. "So this is a lesson and you don't have to have all the money to be able to win," campaign finance reports tell a more precise story. Make Lakewood Livable raised $269,351 through March 28, while the three grassroots repeal committees raised $46,442 combined, a ratio of nearly 6-1. As the Kim Monson Newsroom previously reported, the single largest contribution to the pro-zoning campaign came from Action Now Initiative, a Houston-based 501c4 founded by billionaire John Arnold, a former Enron executive whose net worth Forbes estimated at $2.9 billion in 2025. Arnold's organization gave $75,000 to keep Lakewood moving forward. Other major contributors included Boulder-based Conscience Bay at $50,000, Gary Community Ventures at $25,000, and Cardell Homes at $10,000. The repeal side had 84 volunteers, no paid consultants, and no institutional donors. It was Republicans, Democrats, everything in between, and all ages as well, Gorday said on the Kim Monson Show. "And we could not have done it without our volunteers." The opposition had already begun framing the result as a low turnout anomaly. At least three city councilors posted to social media within hours of the results, calling it a low turnout election. Gorday rejected that narrative. Official results show 35,574 total ballots cast. Gorday said on the Kim Monson Show that turnout was about 32% of the active electorate, compared to 36% for the 2019 Strategic Growth Initiative special election. "On all four questions, we had over 22,000 people voting to repeal this," Gorday said. "And this is important because our mayor was elected in an off-year election where only just under 45,000 people voted. But when she was elected, she only received 47.13% of the votes, which equates to 21,136 voters. More people voted to repeal this ordinance than voted for our current mayor." The Denver Gazette reported a lower turnout figure of approximately 25% of registered voters. Official certified results are expected by April 17. The vote was the culmination of a grassroots campaign that began when the Lakewood City Council approved four zoning ordinances in a series of votes across September and October 2025. The nearly 400-page rewrite eliminated single-family zoning designations, allowed duplexes, triplexes, and townhomes across the city, eliminated parking minimums near transit, and capped new home sizes at 5,000 square feet. Opponents collected more than 10,000 signatures, with more than 6,000 unique registered voters signing, to force all four ordinances to a referendum. The council voted to place the measures on an April 7 special election. From the moment the election was set, the two sides were mismatched on resources. Make Lakewood Livable, the pro-zoning issue committee managed by former councilmember Sophia Mayotte Guerrero, had endorsements from United States Senator Michael Bennett, Colorado, Attorney General Phil Weiser, United States Representative Brittany Pedersen, former United States Representative Ed Perlmutter, Jefferson County Commissioner Andy Kerr, AARP of Colorado, and the ACLU. The City Council itself passed Resolution R2026-14, urging voters to keep the zoning changes by a 9-2-2 vote, with only council members Jacob LeBerry and Paula Nystrom dissenting. The Lakewood Citizens Alliance had yard signs and shoe leather. Every active and retired politician that was important to Lakewood was endorsing their campaign, Gourdet said. And voters saw through that. Gourdet described mailers arriving from what seemed like a different organization every day. You get a flyer in the mail and it's like, oh, well, which company is sponsoring this one, she said. People saw through it and said, we are tired of what feels like Lakewood being sold out. Lakewood's repeal marks the third time in 5 months that Front Range voters have rejected council, approved density measures. In November 2025, Littleton voters approved a charter amendment making it harder to build anything but single-family homes in large portions of the city. In February 2026, Greeley voters voted 11,342 to 9,056 to repeal the zoning that would have enabled the $1.1 billion Cascadia development. Now Lakewood has delivered the most lopsided result of the three. The City Council cannot bring the zoning back for 6 months. Gourdet said the community is considering two paths forward, a charter amendment like Littleton or recalls. Mary Jansen, a Colorado Union of Taxpayers board member who served as an election watcher during the vote, said the team plans to take a brief rest before deciding on next steps. I think we're going to take a little break, but then we're going to just kind of keep going, Jansen said on The Kim Monson Show. Even with the repeal, state laws, including the Transit-Oriented Communities Act, and a law banning local parking mandates for multifamily housing remain in effect. Six home rule cities have sued the state over those mandates, arguing they violate local government authority under the Colorado Constitution. That lawsuit has not been resolved. Mayor Wendy Strom told the Denver Gazette, "It's too early to know what course we may chart from here, but setbacks are an opportunity to revisit, refine, and redirect." And now, Kim's perspective. 84 volunteers against 269,000 and every establishment endorsement the other side could muster, and the volunteers won 62-38. They had no paid consultants and no billionaire donors from Texas. They had conversations at front doors and the truth about what blanket upzoning would do to their neighborhoods. More people voted to repeal these ordinances than voted for the current mayor. This victory belongs to every volunteer who knocked doors, watched the polls, and refused to be told that their voices did not matter. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.